New York joined cities around the nation today by keeping the front seat of its buses empty in honor of Rosa Parks. On the empty seat was a picture of Parks and a notice asking riders to honor the late civil rights leader by leaving the seat vacant. WNYC spoke with riders about that empty seat and what it meant to them.
In 1954, I was in the Navy. I took a ride down south. I had never been down south. And I went into the back of the bus, and the bus driver came up to me and says, "Are you a wise guy?" I says, "You talking to me?" He says, "Yeah." He says, "You're white. You belong in the front." Everybody in the bus laughed like I come from outer space. But I came from New York, and New York, we always sat wherever we wanted to. The world has changed, you know?
It strikes emotions. It makes me a little tearful. I'm very happy to see it. I think it's about time. I don't know if this was ever done before, to tell you the truth, but I think it's a beautiful way to pay homage. On another bus that I had just come from, actually the 75 bus, if you weren't paying attention, you wouldn't know. So I'm glad to see that this bus driver did take the time to tape off the seat and make it visible to people that this is Rosa Parks' seat.
Please keep this seat reserved today. Meaning what? I don't understand what they mean by that. Please keep this seat reserved today. In other words, everybody should stand.
I think it's a wise idea for her to have that reserved for her, because she make it possible for a lot of people to be on the bus with everybody together.
When I saw it, then I said, yeah, that's really good. The country has changed a lot, but of course, it's got a long way to go before it's reached its potential.
I love what she did. She had a lot of nerve to do it. I couldn't have done it, you see, because I had always had the impression that if I would have tried it, they'd have hung me in the back of the woods somewhere, and they'd never heard of me, you see. That was the whole problem.
Just keep on remembering. This is my stop.
Bus riders George Guelli, Nicole Pearsall, Valerie Edlam, Milton Green, and Amanda Frober. They were reflecting on the 50th anniversary today of the late Rosa Parks' refusal to move to the back of a bus in Montgomery, Alabama. This piece was produced by Kathleen Horan with help from Arun Venugopal, Beth Fertig, and Chloe Marin.
December 1st, 1955, our freedom movement came alive. And because of Sister Rose, you know, we don't ride on the back of the bus no more. Sister Rose, she was tired one day after a hard day on her job, when all she wanted was a well-deserved rest, not a scene from an angry mob.